In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Whether you're looking to elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments, Tecovas boots will do the trick. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs, look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
This song makes me happy. And when I can nail these notes, it'll make me even happier. Look, 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 look. Oh, beauty, go. Ooh, look, 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 look.
Okay. Nicely done. All right. I did not think you were going to come strong with that. You warned me pre-show that you had
bronchial
problems.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Dude, you nailed it. Well done.
I asked somebody today whether or not somebody with no real tonality could be coached into being at least a minus singer, like a minus karaoke singer.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, probably. And I said, I'm not so sure.
I think you could. With coaching, I mean, like, could I teach you to play guitar? Not you, not me.
Oh, I think
somebody who knows guitar teach you to play guitar well enough that you could learn a few power chords and sort of muddle your way through it. Yeah, probably.
I believe learning guitar is far more achievable, almost guaranteed, if I were really to take lessons and put myself to it, than being at least a decent or minus singer.
Have you tried?
No, I've not tried it. I'm not trying to diminish the challenge of playing guitar. You yourself have tried to play guitar, correct?
I have, and I used Rocksmith, which is a video game learning tool where you use a real guitar and you play real songs in a fashion with descending notes on the screen like you would have in Guitar Hero, but you're playing a real guitar.
Yeah.
And I got myself to a level where I went from a 0 out of 10 to a 1 out of 10, but that was about as far as I got.
And how many hours?
It was really fun. It was really fun. I put hundreds of hours into it because it was a video game. It gamified the learning, and it was great. Rocksmith.
Yeah, and that it whatever happened to the other video game with the plastic guitar?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero. What happened to that? Which turned into Rock Hero or Rock Star, which had
Rock Band. Rock Band came out, and eventually, at its pinnacle, Rock Band was a guitar, a microphone, and a drum set, and a keyboard. I mean, all of that in one gigantic box, clogging lanes at Walmarts and Best Buys at the time. Now, they're clogging landfills.
Because
I don't think anybody's got any of that stuff anymore. It was all plastic, and it's all not decomposing in landfills.
So. Well, they're also all plastic. They're also plastic fakey instruments. They were not actual instruments. So
correct.
Good. Your game was supposed to be, okay, here's a real guitar. Now play this game, and at the end of 100 hours, you'll be half decent. In fact, you were a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10.
But I was worse than most. I mean, there are a lot of people that went from 0 to, 6, 7, 8 out of 10 playing Rocksmith. You could get legitimately good at that. Guitar Hero gave you no real-life applicable skills. In fact, I remember once, it all on this podcast, everything eventually comes back to Rush. When Guitar Hero was at its zenith, Rush did, I think, Conan's show, and instead of doing a live real song, they played Guitar Hero of their own songs, and they're trying to play on the little plastic instruments, right, with just like the little plastic flipper and everything, right?
Yeah.
And they would lose in like 10 seconds. No progress, no headway whatsoever, playing their own songs on Guitar Hero.
Wow, that is funny. Okay, as Charge Across America continues, and it sounds like you're somewhere remote right now, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego today?
In my backyard.
Oh!
We got home at this time yesterday. Although somebody just fired up their mower, so I may need to head inside.
I was going
to
say, head inside and get off whatever Bluetooth you're on. Get on something wired, because I sense a Bluetooth cripplage of your audio quality. Just a sense.
You have a very keen audio.
But you're saying I'm wrong.
You're wrong. I am wired headset right now.
Into what? Your phone?
Phone, directly into my phone. That's right.
How good is the headset?
It's the same headset you and I have used for 100 of these.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so you're back. How was your Western swing?
Well, boring. So this was...
How was the dune buggies?
The dune buggies were pretty cool, and everybody had one except me. I was the only loser without the dune buggies.
Did you ride them?
I didn't ride them. I just couldn't get up quite the, I don't know. I don't remember why.
Courage.
I don't have a good excuse.
Courage, you're pussy. Scared. Scared.
I don't know.
So you didn't rent them, and you didn't go on them, but you saw people.
Yeah, everybody in the campground was towing behind their camper a whole other trailer with one or two dune buggies, ATVs, whatever. And yeah, that's all that people were doing down there. But our whole deal was just going, picking up our camper and hauling it all the way back to Minnesota, which was, by the way, an excruciating long haul. That is a long way to pull your camper.
But you pulled it out there.
We did. But we staged that. That started its life. Like, we pulled it to Denver, and then we went to Utah. And
oh, straight haul. How long was the haul back?
26, I believe, hours of driving back. So
wow.
It spanned 4 days.
26 hours. How fast could you go?
Well, that's part of the problem. Like, a lot of these roads in cool states, Zabe, the speed limit will be 75 or 80 virtually anywhere other than like your major metropolitan area.
Right.
And not Minnesota, of course. Minnesota, the ultimate nanny state, the maximum speed limit we have posted anywhere in the state is 70. So, so you can go, I'm going to Wyoming. Everybody else is going, the speed limit's 80. Everybody's going 87, 88, right? I'm going 65 because campers aren't meant to be, to go that fast.
Right.
So, it can be dangerous.
So it's excruciating. It's excruciating to see all these people whizzing by you as you're just puttering along in the right-hand lane.
Because, Zabe, I want to be the wizard. I'm a naturally born wizard.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now is when Paul Charchian is beginning the turn to start thinking about why did I buy a fucking camper?
The funny thing is thinking about buying a different camper.
Oh, no.
I know.
Why would you think a different camper is the solution to your problems? It is not. It's like me buying cameras. Stop buying cameras.
But you don't use your cameras, right?
Not true. I do
love
use them.
You love having them, but don't use them.
No, I use them. I don't use them as much as I could or probably should, but I use them. I just use three of them on my shoot today at the golf store for the Capital Golf Gang. The two Sony ZV-1s and the A7S III. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Why do you need two different cameras?
Well, you got to get a couple different angles.
Well, you can't take different angles with the same camera? Oh, same time?
No, it's like for an hour show. Yeah, an hour show, and I'll get three different angles, and then I'll do a multi-cam edit in Final Cut Pro, which is really challenging to get all the stuff synced up. There's a lot of technical issues. I still haven't mastered it yet, per se, but I enjoy the process of learning it and pushing myself deeper into the skill set of video editing to say, yeah, I did a multi-cam shoot where I did an auto audio sync based on the time code properties and everything else.
So these are video cameras. I was immediately assuming these are
well, they're like, hybrids.
You know, photograph cameras.
They're mirrorless, mirrorless hybrid cameras, which is the sort of the coin of the realm. Nobody has camcorders anymore. I mean, except for, you know, families and tourists, whatever. These new cameras, they're still cameras, but they shoot video very, very well. And they'll have interchangeable lenses, so you can get really good looks with the different focal lengths and or aperture sizes of the lenses.
Nerd. Are these Carl Zeiss lenses?
Yeah, the Carl Zeiss is a good lens maker, but I don't have any Zeiss glass at the time right now as we speak. But yes, I've had some of Carl's stuff. It's good shit.
What is Carl's claim to fame? Is it just making lenses, or is this I don't know anything about Carl Zeiss. Should I?
I think he once dated Hedy Lamarr, but I can't be quoted on that. By the way, you still have not lived that one down from my loyal fans, both the lovers and the haters of Charge. The Hedy Lamarr resets keep on echoing into the future with you.
Look, to me, because I don't care about the haters. If you're gonna be on social media long enough, you gotta just tune them out, right? Right. And so for me, the fact that you and I have done countless podcasts, we've done countless radio appearances together.
Count them, but yes,
right.
We've done many hundreds,
but only one resonates years later. People still talking about. Did it have to do with sports? No. Was it a great joke between us? No. Right. Was it when you were here in our house and we got to podcast together? No. It was the Hedy Lamarr 13-minute diatribe.
Yes, exactly.
And when you're ready for more, I've got the Dr. Joyce Brothers one just waiting.
Ooh, okay. You got that holstered. Let's leave that for July.
Yeah,
too much shit going on right now.
Sports a bit.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right. So let's start with the NFL schedule release, which is due for Wednesday. But the leakage, the seepage, I said today on my show, my radio show, and did not get dumped for it, although I thought I would. I said, you know, it's like there's all this leakage, all of this pre-schedule seepage coming out right now. One game here, one game there. And I said, it's almost like the NFL is edging us up to the actual schedule release. And my producer, Josh, is like, should I dump that? And I go, no. I said, these are all legal words, seepage and edge. I said, if you know, then you know, and you're probably not a minor. If your son or daughter's like, Daddy, what does edging mean? That's when you trim the sidewalk with the string trimmer. That's what it is.
Edging. Yeah, you can see the obvious parallels to the NFL schedule release, of course.
Right. So what do you make of it? Because there's already a couple things coming out that are, interesting, like the fact they're scheduling a game directly opposite the college football playoff semifinals on December 21st. It's a Saturday, and they're saying this is the NFL telling college football, hey, that's our fucking spot, Saturday before Christmas. What are you doing? And it's just gangster stuff.
Now, the NFL has always previously deferred its Fridays and Saturdays to high school football and college football because that is the pipeline for the athletes, right? So the thinking was always for 100 years, let's not harm ourselves long term, right? By devaluing our high school product and our college product, which they can blow up. The power of the NFL is so tremendous. People will go to fewer high school games and watch fewer college football games.
I'm not with you that far. I do think they used to stay off of Fridays and Saturdays out of decorum, out of respect, you know, for the lower levels. But now they're looking at all this TV money and streaming money, and they're like, fuck them kids. We're going to play on whatever day we want. They got two games on Christmas Day, which is a shot across the NBA's bow because it's on a Wednesday this year. And I have no idea how they're going to work that bye weekage for that Wednesday set of games. Do you?
I assume they're going to... It's not normally a bye week. It's too late. There's not a bye week to be had there.
But surely they're not going to make two teams, actually four in this case, because there's two games, four teams play a game on Sunday and then on a Wednesday. No chance, right?
Well, either that or it's going to be a Wednesday and then a Sunday where you gain one day, which is what I assume it's going to be.
That's inhuman. That cannot be done. If I'm union, I'm screaming bloody murder on this. In fact, how is there not already something in the CBA that says no Wednesdays?
I think that they probably already got permission from the NFL. I think they have to get permission from the NFLPA to pull that off, don't they? Because the schedule, they have to agree to the schedule, the core framework of the schedule, with the Players Association.
I guess so.
I don't like it. By the way, that is going to be the fifth of five straight days of NFL football. That Wednesday Christmas Day game will be the culmination of five straight days.
I think there's an even longer stretch of nonstop football when you count the college football playoffs. Are you counting college as the five straight days?
No, I'm talking pro NFL football. The NFL will have five straight days of programming.
Right. I think there's like an even longer stretch between the two weekends, something insane, like 11 days. But it's going to be a festival. But I assume because you're not a huge movie guy, you've seen some, but not a ton, right? Did you ever see the movie There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, great movie.
Right. This is the NFL and the I drink your milkshake. Drink it up. In which, you know, the oil cat tycoon who had just consumed by unbridled greed had developed horizontal drilling. And he's like, what are you going to do? Your oil field over there. My property is here. I'm going to go underneath and I'm going to reach all the way over and drink your milkshake. And I'm going to drink it up. And then he beat the kid to death with a bowling pin. Yay!
Well, which he didn't need to do because he'd already.
No! Right, exactly.
Name me, history of movies, name me a better actor than Daniel Day-Lewis.
It's hard. He's up there. He's a real actor's actor, you know?
Isn't he?
He's amazing.
So good in everything that he did. So you mentioned There Will Be Blood. He was in Last of the Mohicans, Lincoln. He played Lincoln. He played American. Yeah, and many of these are American roles. Yep. He did Lincoln. He did Gangs of New York. He did In the Name of the Father was brutal. That was great. Age of Innocence. My Left Foot. So many great Daniel Day-Lewis movies.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just trying to look here real quick about how they're going to work this. There might be two bye weeks this year, or if there's not two bye weeks, they're going to have to do something.
There should be two, but I don't want 18 weeks because I got to work 18 weeks. They're all talking about two bye weeks and adding another week on. I don't want to work another week.
You lazy bitch. This is your busy season. This is what you live for, you nerd. You love it, Mr. GuillotineLeagues.com.
I do love it, but it's hard work, and it's another week. Can we go back to 14 weeks seasons?
Oh, my God.
Can we just go back to 14?
What? What did you drink today? We're not going back. I would have preferred to stay at a clean 16, because to me that's a number that has aesthetic value. It's perfect, 16, you know, divisible by 4. It makes sense, and it's not too long. I'd rather go to 18. I hate the 17. Gives me the ick. It feels wrong.
It's an odd number. We don't like odd numbers. Right. We don't work that way. We have a base 10 brain. We don't like that.
So are you excited for the schedule release in any way, shape, or form, or do you not give a shit?
I don't care that much because we already know who's playing who.
I know, but and what time of the week makes a big difference, especially if you're going to go to some of these games, which I do go to the home games for the Packers.
Yeah, which I think is great. And you get out your portable little throwback living room guy, which is brilliant. Oh, that's great. I love that. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah. But we're gonna get the full run of night games this year again because the Packers are suddenly good again. They got Jordan Love, right? And so therefore, it's going to be a lot of late nights in that cold ass stadium.
Not here.
No.
Not here, baby. Nope. Not in Minnesota. But, you know, this one of the little nuances is when you play opposing teams.
Yes.
Right?
The sequencing matters.
It does matter.
The pacing.
It does matter.
Exactly. Yes.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy, the new presumed, at some point, eventual starter for the Vikings, maybe he's not ready to start week one. Maybe he starts week 8. And maybe he's functional by week 16. And the distinction of when you play the Vikings makes a difference, right? You know, you might get Sam Darnold in the first month of the season. That's a good thing. You might get a early J.J. McCarthy still trying to learn the game in October, November. By December, maybe he's pretty good. And the Vikings are a surging team. At least I'd like to think that scenario could play out. So, yeah, it does matter when you play teams. Who wants to go to Lambeau in December? Nobody. That's a massive home field advantage.
Did you say you hoped the Vikings would be a surging team, or did you make a statement that they are currently a surging team?
No, that's all hope. I am not ready to make that call yet at all.
All right, just checking on that. I would say you don't want to play the stronger teams early because they're more likely to be at full strength.
Yeah.
So
They could get derailed by injury later.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, especially any team you're going to face with a good quarterback, later is always better than sooner because it's more chances for that quarterback to get hurt like Joe Burrow. Not that you're rooting for it.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, exactly right. So the better the team, the better the quarterback. Later is always better than earlier.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why somebody emailed me saying, why don't you just, you know, pick the schedule now, the win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. You know, you already know who you're playing and whether you're playing them home or away. And I'm like, no. The whole point is to see where in the schedule it falls. Let me turn to quarterback. So Jared Goff gets paid. He is now at $53 million per year. I know that's fake money. The guarantee is high, but it's not the highest out there. And
close.
It's close, and I've yet to see a downturn in quarterback salaries in my lifetime. Question, Charge. Is there ever truly a bad QB contract that cripples a team or not?
Well, ask the Browns. The Browns are absolutely crippled by that contract.
How do you know?
Deshaun Watson's the highest paid quarterback, and he's not even the best quarterback. They got backups last year that were better than him.
He wasn't good last year, but he was also hurt. And you don't know what he's going to look like this year.
I don't know, man. I mean, he's starting his third season in Cleveland. I mean, I feel like I got a read on this guy at this stage.
Okay, let's go back to his Texans days. Before he got in sideways with the Texans and was traded, was he good?
Yeah, he was good.
Right. So that's in there.
That was then. That was a long time ago. That was 2020, I think.
Okay. But so what, do you forget how to quarterback?
Well, apparently, yes. I mean, that's what the Browns fans would tell you. Because, I think,
and maybe I'm just delusional or not a Browns fan who's used to doom and gloom, I think there's a chance he plays well this year if he's healthy. Look, I think he is an unsavory, you know, sexual assaulting
obviously,
dipshit.
Yes.
But I don't think he completely forgot how to quarterback. And I do believe there have been some injuries that have not been properly accounted for by the people who just want to see him fail. If he can be healthy, and he could have a good year.
Your core premise is that there's no such thing as a bad quarterback contract.
No. There's no bad quarterback contract you can't dig out from under. Because the Packers dug out from a ton of dead Aaron Rodgers cap space with a very young team that outperformed last year at Jordan Love. And now they're through the worst of it, and it's only going to get better from here. The Broncos are currently paying the price on the Russell Wilson deal, but you know what? They'll tunnel through that in a year or so. And they'll be relatively okay. The Saints have been on the wrong side of the cap for several years now. But part of their problem is they keep spending more money on shitty quarterbacks like Derek Carr.
Right. You know, that's part of the problem. But, Zabe, what you're not building into your hypothesis is the unknown opportunity cost that comes with the Deshaun Watson contract. I mean, what we can't say is if this team weren't saddled with the highest paid quarterback in the NFL who has thrown 7 touchdowns in back-to-back seasons, then, you know, what else could we be doing? We don't know that. And they could be winning a Super Bowl with that money that they didn't spend on Deshaun Watson. They put better places.
My question is just on the premise, because people are squawking at how much Jared Goff is making, and a lot of people think that Jared Goff is meh. He's okay. He's not great. I say, look, if it doesn't work out, that contract will not be on top of you for that long. You'll get out from underneath it.
Well, okay. I mean, it depends on the structure of the contract, right? Where the dead money hits, the void years hit, and all that other stuff.
What quarterback contract really hurt a team in the last 20 years?
Well, I just gave you one. That's current. Deshaun Watson, for sure.
The Browns, for sure. This Rodgers thing is not going to be pleasant for the Jets if he doesn't recover fully and be good this year. By the way, now that we know he's going to open the season in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, against the Niners at full force, first game back from his Achilles. Oh, shit. Joey Bosa going to be eating tonight.
Donovan McNabb to your Washington then Redskins, 5 years, $80 million, and he was cooked. He had nothing left.
And when did they get out of that deal? 10 months later.
No, was it that fast that they cut the cord on
him? Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean they still didn't have to pay for him, but...
Probably did.
It was a dumb contract. He was cooked. He's also a bad guy who snowed a lot of people because he put on a good corporate face. But, yeah, he was a fucking dipshit. The Eagles gave all that money to Carson Wentz, and then he did indeed forget how to quarterback. completely shot where it's like, fuck, dude, we know you blew out your knee, but what are you doing out there? I don't know. I can't quarterback anymore. But they got out of it, and then they sidestepped into the Jalen Hurts era.
Jalen Hurts, and that worked out.
And they're probably going to have to do it again because I think Jalen Hurts is going sour at this point.
I'm not throwing in the towel on Jalen Hurts.
Really? Okay.
No, I'm still very optimistic.
You're buying more stock in Jalen Hurts because he was not good last year.
He wasn't, but the whole team was just – I just feel like
– Yeah, the whole team sucked.
The whole team, everything went wrong, right? They have all these injuries. The defense is bad. Offense is bad. They fired, you know, they had all the coaching turnover from their Super Bowl run the year before.
Sure.
Yeah. I think I'm ready to buy on the dip.
Okay.
On the Eagles in general. And
this is a good hypothetical. Who would you rather buy on the dip? Deshaun Watson or Jalen Hurts?
Watson's done.
Okay.
Psychologically broken. Okay. The whole world hates him and he knows it. He's broken.
Okay.
Broken.
Jalen Hurts, 15 picks last year. Woof. 15. That's over double his 2022 season that got him paid, where he was 22 over 6. That's 15 picks against just 23 touchdowns. So it's not even a high volume of touchdowns with a lot of pain that comes with it. In the modern NFL, as you know, Charge, 15 picks is a shitload.
That's a lot. I mean, it's, you know, usually you're the guy who's got the most is sitting at like, you know, whatever, like 18 to 20 most seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something in that ballpark, I want to say.
Very few quarterbacks are even allowed to throw 20 anymore.
Yeah. Sam Howell, by the way, your guy, he literally was my guy. I was really optimistic on Sam Howell.
Number of teams are still high on him. The Seahawks really think they got a good refurbishment product or project on their hands. They think he can be really good. I mean, he had the worst fucking defense in the league last year. That sort of affects things, you know?
Well, and offensive line. Do you remember his sack total, Sam Howell's sack total from last year?
I do. A lot of that was him, though. You know, quarterbacks are responsible for sacks as well. When there's a 2-second read where it's boom, boom, okay, either that or get rid of it. And they're like, oh, shit, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I know this. The stories assassinating good old Justin Fields are coming out now. As Tyler Dunn, who's a pretty well respected NFL reporter who started his own website and has some good contacts in the league, had some pretty amazing excerpts in his long piece on Justin Fields, including one coach who said, "Look, he would see everything, which means he saw nothing." So it was just bad football to watch. He said you'd watch his eyes during a game and just wonder what's he doing. The other thing was that, you know, Nick Foles came in and tried to mentor him a bit, tried to coach him up, and Justin Fields was having none of it. And that it was a toxic quarterback room, and Foles quickly gave up and said, "I fucking hate this guy." Yeah!
Isn't that amazing? Yes, yes. You know what? And we didn't know any of this, but funny how after, you know, and only what, a month, 6 weeks after he got traded, now the leaks start happening. And part of it is probably just to make the Bears look good. You know, some of the Bears sources that wouldn't leak it before will certainly leak it now.
Yeah.
Right. This is why we made the decision.
Safe now. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's safe now. Cowards.
All right. Let me get a quarter in your jukebox on the Timberwolves. Last time we met, they were up 2-0, and you were already sizing up the drapes for the Western Conference Finals against OKC. OKC is also in a dogfight now, but they did tie their series at 2 apiece. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
All you had to do for the Timberwolves is just win one of your two home games. That's it. Didn't have to be the first one. Didn't have to be the second one. Just win one. Go up 3-1, and the series is effectively over at that point. Or virtually over, you know, you're sitting at like, a, I don't know, 80% win rate, 90% win rate, something like that, up 3-1. Nope, That's not you. That's not how Minnesota sports works. You know, I didn't want to believe it. I want Zabe. You heard me a week ago. I'm like, I'm ready to be hurt again. Well, I got hurt again.
All right.
I got hurt again.
Tonight, you know, tonight is an absolutely pivotal game five.
Of course.
And absolutely. We don't know the result of that as we sit here and tape. But you're not giving up. You're not conceding that another Minnesota thing is going to happen to the good folks of Minnesota, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. No faith.
I'm there, Zabe. I'm
no
there.
Faith.
I don't have the faith. I don't. It turned out that my faith was very fragile, Zabe. And two home waxing, double-digit losses.
Wax
was
on, wax off. I call that a Mr. Miyagi. Wax yes. on, wax off. Two games, two blowouts. How pissed Zabe. Were you at the fact that Jamal Murray was not even suspended?
How do you, you know, here's the thing that this tells you everything you need to know about the NBA and its officiating. Jamal Murray does not get suspended despite throwing foreign objects onto the court in play. You know, game's happening, yeah. right? Now, the Nuggets at the time were down 0-2. If the Nuggets had been up 2-0, there's a one, and everybody knows it, there's a 100% chance that Jamal Murray would have missed games. He would have been suspended. But that's not how the NBA works. The NBA is all about stretching to as many games as they can, getting that TV revenue cooking. They want more games. And having your defending champs and the league MVP get swept is unthinkable to the NBA. And so, of course, Jamal Murray ends up playing and, of course, both games against Minnesota.
Yeah, it wasn't just that. You guys got the most biased officiating in that game three on top of Murray not being suspended. That was a Absolutely. Rookery. Did sports radio on The Fan go nuts the next day?
Yes. Oh. So people were pissed.
I can imagine.
They're very frustrated with the team. Because of the fashion of the blowout loss, but also because of all the things the NBA did to help put that into motion. And at the time, there was still, after the third game three, there was like, well, we got one more game at home. We just need to go, you know, take care of business, right the ship. Now, the team took, you know, they were competitive for one quarter, and then yeah. that game got away from them, too.
That tip tonight is 10:30 Eastern time.
I hate that.
Well, luckily you're in the Central time zone, so what's the matter? 9:30 too late for you, Bubby?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I normally am brushing my teeth. I'm doing the 100 strokes through my hair. I'm doing all that stuff. You know, my pre-bed routine at that time. I don't like this. First of all, the Wolves should never even be in the Western Conference. We are in the Central time zone. Our geographical rivals are in Milwaukee, Chicago are in the East, not in the West. I mean, we shouldn't be here to begin with in this whole conference. Still, starting games that late is a slap in the face to Minnesotans. And by the way, in Minnesota, we are not a culture, Zabe, that like goes out raving at 11 o'clock.
No, you're at home. You put the cows away and you call it a night. You get on your knees, thank the Lord, and go to bed.
Exactly. Not at, you know, anything that's going to start at 9:30. That game's going to end at near midnight, and that's not how we work here.
Right.
It's a bad deal. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, money talks, and that's what's ruling the roost here. But I'm looking forward mm-hmm. to the doubleheader tonight for sure. Lastly, Doug Gottlieb, formerly now of Fox Sports Radio, has accepted the job in Green Bay. For the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, the fight in Phoenix, a job vacated by this guy, Sonny Wicks, who was there just 1 year and then went back to Wyoming for a better job. You're wow. a little bit stunned by this, aren't you?
I am. First of all, I didn't even know he played basketball. Turns out he was a point guard at Notre Dame. I did not know that.
Oh, you don't know Doug Gottlieb's whole backstory?
I don't know his backstory.
Did you know about the credit cards?
No. What about
kicked
the
out of Notre
cards?
Dame for stealing credit cards.
Shut up. You're
no.
kidding me.
But landed at Oklahoma State and was a pretty decent point guard for Oklahoma State. And was my colleague at Fox Sports Radio briefly on an overlap. And I met him one time at the Super Bowl. And he actually buttonholed me out of the blue and said some nice things. Said he enjoyed listening to my show and, you know, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
people,
nice.
Well, yeah. People do not like him, though. And I think there was some little kerfuffle he got into with some athlete. So, you know, he has embraced and enveloped the heel role, or at least he did on radio. But maybe he was just thinking, all right, what industry is less stable than even radio? College coaching. Let's go.
So how does he get a college job? What is no, Green Bay is what, like, I don't know.
Horizon what League.
Division Horizon they're, League?
They're
okay.
D1, yes.
All right, they're D1. Okay, D1. So they are D1. How do you just walk into that job?
Well, he had actually sniffed around it a year prior because he quietly reached out to me and said, you're in Wisconsin now. What do you know about Green Bay and what do you know about this job? And I go, wow. I said, all right, Doug, I'll keep this under my hat. But yeah, I said, you know, it could be a good gig for you. You know, Green Bay, it's a Packer town, obviously, but they would love for their basketball team to be good. And, you know, he was asking about the industry and stuff to do. And I'm like, you know, it's fucking cold as shit up there. You do know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're in Southern California now, right?
Right.
So, yeah, does that sort of freak you out? Is that an unusual thing that a radio host would go and become a college?
Well, what are you thinking for yourself?
I can't coach. I don't want to coach
not?
Either.
How do we know he played? What's the saying, coach? Why can't you coach?
Well, they're hiring coaches at the pro level that are former players. Look at Gerard Mayo for the Patriots. He doesn't have any long coaching background, you know? And basketball, I think, is even easier. So, hey, you know what? We'll see if it works. Good for good old Doug Gottlieb. He is going from a very expensive place to live with his family, Los Angeles, to a much more affordable place that is tit-ass cold for a good chunk of the year.
Hey, maybe you can recruit on that name. I don't know, but I think you shouldn't sell yourself short, and you should start your search.
All right. Charge, as always, a pleasure, my friend. And
you're the best.
Let us know if you buy that new camper. Our listeners are going to want to hear about it, all right?
All right. It's all a right. deal.
Bye. See you, buddy.
He's insane, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music. That's right, because my brother and I are now experts.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.